congrats on your Junior Worlds medal. How do you feel about the whole experience?
I feel really happy about it, and like going into this competition, there was a bit of pressure because we set like goals for ourselves. But while we were performing, we were just thinking like, this is just a performance. It's like a show. We're not here to like get results. We're here to perform. So yeah.
Yeah. So that really kept our minds off of the technical parts and just really like enjoy ourselves and perform as much as we could. And yeah, it's been a great journey, and I feel like really grateful for everything that happened to us till now.
Yeah, so you've had a pretty successful season overall.
Yes.
Like, do you have any favorite memories of like this season?
Well, Coach Chauvet takes a special place in my heart because we've done it before, and then we came back again this our second year, so that takes a special spot. And for me also, like for sure, Worlds, like it's like we got a medal this time, so I'm super happy about it. But also like the Grand Prix Finals, that was a big event for me, and I really enjoyed the experience over there.
Yeah, I would say the Grand Prix Final was really exciting because there was actually like a pretty big crowd there, and mm-hmm. It was like our first time because
also with the seniors.
We were with the seniors, so it was really exciting to see how they like handle stress and like how they compete and stuff, and it was really fun. Nationals was also really cool because like there were like Korean fans to watch us, and it was like in our home country, and it was really fun performing there. And yeah, I would say that was the highlights of the season.
There were so many people in Korea, it was like crazy.
I'm actually gonna ask about that. Yeah, so you could get into it afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So yeah, even like just overall in your junior career, like representing Korea, you've had like really good like career so far. Mm-hmm. How about like just overall looking back at your junior career?
I would say overall looking back, a big highlight would be Worlds of Tallinn in Estonia when we did CATS. I feel like it was one of our best performances we did.
Yeah.
And I was really proud about that because it was a very long season and a lot of like mental obstacles that we had to overcome. So being able to do one final performance of CATS, which like was really like memorable for me.
Yeah, same for me. It's about the same. The first experience at Worlds, because of COVID, everything was pushed back. So it was very hard during training, physically and mentally. But I'm really glad that we managed to push through, and we did a really good performance with CATS and, yeah, Gangnam Style.
Okay. So, like, you guys touched a bit on before. So Nationals, it was like the first time there was an actual audience in the crowd, and you got to actually perform into like home country. How did that feel?
Felt really exciting to be in front of all the Korean fans. First, they don't know much about Ice Dance, so it was the first time they actually watched Ice Dance live, a bunch were saying. So it's really fun to show like the kind of charisma of Ice Dance, and Ice Dance live is the best, obviously.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And also, they were so welcoming. Like, I don't speak much Korean yet. But even though I couldn't understand everything they were saying, I could feel like everybody was so welcoming to me. And really, I don't feel that anywhere else. I don't feel that often anywhere else. They were just really a great great crowd and really welcoming. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys even had a fan meet. So, like, yes. How was that,
yeah,
like, meeting all the fans?
I was shocked. I was like, they're doing a fan meeting for us. I was so surprised.
It was really shocking, actually, to have a fan meeting, and I didn't have any expectations going into it. But, like, when we were there, at first I would have to say it was a bit awkward because we didn't really know what to do. But then once everyone started, like, coming up to us and giving us, like, our gifts and we were signing autographs and things like that, we got to have, like, real conversation with them, and it was really, like, exciting.
It was nice to hear everybody's story of how they saw us and everything.
Exactly. And, like, them saying like, oh my god, I'm so nervous to see you, or like I would just touch their hand and be like, oh my god, you touched my hand.
They would shake a little bit.
I was like, wow, they're nervous to see me, but like
I was like, I'm just a normal person.
I know, I'm like just normal.
Yeah, I remember I was like scrolling Twitter like during Nationals, and a few of my friends were actually there, so they were like telling me about, like, I was reading their tweets about it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, did you guys enjoy your time in Korea? Did you have like any fun memories off ice?
Yes. We went to Kyungbokgung and we wore the traditional clothing. That was very fun. We did that last year as well, but this year we took some different ones. We had a photo shoot that was very fun.
We were able to do a lot of interviews there and like photo shoots and.
That was the first for me photo shoots. That was so different.
You were like he kept saying, okay, another pose. And we were like,
what pose to do anymore.
We ran out of poses. We went through like our whole choreography of a free dance and then we were out of ideas. But yeah, that was really fun and like eating together with family and stuff is always like the best and having home cooked meals is like
her aunt's cooking is the best.
Yeah.
What was the favorite like meal that you guys had?
Samgyeopsal.
Samgyeopsal, yeah. Like Korean meat when we would have it at home, it was like so good. Actually when my cousin's child, when she turned like not 100 but like 100 days old, they have like a celebration there in Korea, and then the food, like they just ordered it from outside, but it was so amazing. It was like a variety of so many different things, so that was really good.
And your little cousin was so cute.
I know.
And so like, did you have anywhere fun that you guys got to go to other than those places that you would probably recommend people to go to?
I would say a fun place. Well, like everyone in Korea goes there, but I would say like in Gangnam, like there was like the underground shopping and it's like there's just so much stuff. I would say it's almost overwhelming, but like in a good way. You're like, wow, there's like this, I can buy this and this, and they're only like 3,000 won, which is like about $3 in Canadian, which is like so good.
It was so cheap. A great deal. Yeah.
Or like even street foods that you get, like just like walking on the street and you're hungry, you can just get like, you know.
For very cheap, it was like so good though.
Yeah, we had like rice cakes and like fish cake, and it was just really good. And those are also only like $1 Canadian, so.
Sounds pretty good.
So yummy.
Okay, so now that you guys are done with the season, you guys are going to move up to seniors.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? Is there anything you're like nervous about, you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm nervous and looking forward to it at the same time. Like, we're nervous because that's a whole new category. And we see everyone that's getting at IIM, how good they are and how like mature they look and everything. So for sure, a little bit stressed, but I'm really looking forward to it. I feel like we've completed well our junior season, our junior part, and I feel like we're ready to move on to senior to like gain more experience and get better at our sport.
I agree. Like I guess I am a bit stressed to move to senior because it's like a whole different field, but I do feel ready and feel complete with the junior season, and I'm excited to move to senior to see like what we can show to more people and like competing with like more couples from IIM and like outside of IIM as well. We always look up to those couples, and being able to compete with them is a scary feeling but exciting at the same time. It's motivating.
Yeah, and you guys mentioned since you guys competed at the junior Grand Prix final and there's the seniors with like some teams from IIM in there, did that like inspire you guys seeing them compete as seniors?
Yes, a lot. It's like you see them how they prepare, how they warm up, how they just like get in their own bubble before they compete, and it's like really, I feel like it's really different from junior.
Yeah, like I would say like before they skate there and like on the bus and stuff, they're so in their own space, but like as juniors we're always like talking with each other, like we're like about to compete but we're like talking with each other. But like the seniors are all in their own bubble, even if they're friends, like, and I think it's really because they want to keep that focus and that like mental strength to perform well. So seeing that was really different for us, and also like watching their official practices as well, it was like
how they manage like the spacing and also like the time.
Like they kind of like when we were watching the official practice, there was like they were a bit shaky, but I thought like, wow, like they're shaky like just like us. Like it's not like they're perfect all the time.
But they still like manage to like stay calm and like.
Yeah, that's what I
feel like in junior, like everybody's kind of like we're stressed during the warm up or anything, and we're like kind of running.
We're clashing
a bit, but they always like kind of manage to like go through really like soft, like fluidly, and yeah.
Yeah. could be because they also always skate with each other, true. So there's, they know their programs.
That's true too. That's true too.
They're very experienced.
Yeah, super experienced.
Okay, so the off season is starting for you guys. Do you have any fun plans?
We're going to Banff.
Oh yeah, we're going to Banff like
Monday.
Monday actually with friends.
Yeah.
The other Canadian ice dance.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And we're taking the shuttle to get there for a 2-day like small vacation.
Yeah.
And then we're going back to Montreal to go home. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, if I take a vacation, I end up just going to Toronto to see my family, because it would kind of be pointless if I went on a vacation by myself. But yeah. So I'm happy to stay with my family for like a week.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So with like after you've unwinded and everything, you're gonna start preparing your programs for the season, for the next season. Mm-hmm. Do you guys start thinking about the music or like?
I have a few ideas for.
Yeah, like I think by the end of the season, like coming close to this competition, I was like kind of ready to move on, and I wanted to find new music, and it's always exciting. Like I find it's the most exciting part, and we were looking at some music. We're thinking of like maybe a ballet for the free would be cool, but then
we haven't discussed a lot.
We haven't discussed a lot yet because we were still in competition. And then for 80s, like
you had one idea.
I had an idea, but I think it's illegal.
I don't think it's
legal. So we're still figuring out.
Yeah, still figuring out. We have to like check the rules again. But I really hope it's not illegal because I think it'd be really fun to do.
So what is the process usually like once you find your music, you start the choreography? How involved are you with like everything?
I would say we're pretty involved.
Pretty involved. Yeah.
Like we put out ideas, and the coaches also put out ideas, and
we kind of like discuss what we want to use, what we don't want to use, what type of dance we want to like perform.
And yeah, exactly. Like the coaches like also like say our strengths, and we like say what we kind of want to do, and we're pretty involved in that aspect. And for choreography, like it's obviously we're not that experienced, so the coaches are making it for us, but
for sure like they often like make us try different stuff first, and then we like experiment a lot before actually putting it in the program. So it's pretty fun, the off season. We just learn a lot of new stuff.
Or they say like, oh, like make something,
and we're like, okay,
you choose, and I'm like, I don't know,
we're trying to figure out something.
Okay. And then just last question about like choreo and like processes of like making new programs. Is there anything you guys want to skate to in the future that you probably just don't feel ready to do so now, but like
I haven't thought about that. I'm not sure.
I really want to do like this like classical piece, but it's like a really nice one, and I haven't seen any ice dance do it yet, so I really want to try that. And like I feel like it'd be we haven't portrayed anything like that yet, like super romantic or anything, except the tango. But like choosing that piece, I feel would be, because every time I listen to it, I'm just like, oh, I get like chills and stuff. So maybe in the future, but for sure, I'm not ready for it now.
Yeah.
I think if we do it now, it'd look kind of sloppy. But yeah.
I feel like that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, I'm going to just ask about your guys' hobbies and stuff. So you, Hannah, you started a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
How did that start? Like, what inspired you to make a YouTube channel?
It was actually, like, my mom that kept, like, poking me and being like, Hannah, do a YouTube channel, do a YouTube channel. And then that was, like, a couple years ago, and I was like, I don't really want to because I don't have time. But then I was, like, at competition, like, in Coucherville, and I was filming of it, and I was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun to film. And then I would put it, like, I would edit it, like, roughly, and then I would watch it, and I'm like, oh, this is so nice. Like, I feel like I'm rewatching, like, my memories and things like that, and it just makes me feel really happy. So then I put it out, and then everyone was like, wow, it's so cool to see behind the scenes and stuff, and or what you do in your daily life. And after that, I just keep it going because a lot of fans like to watch it.
Yeah, I like to watch it too, so
thank you.
Are you having, do you have any plans for like a Junior Worlds vlog or like off-season vlogs?
Yeah, for sure. I was like, I was a bit like stuck with editing because before we left, we filmed together like a reaction video to our old competitions. But like, since we were speaking in English, it takes a lot of time to do Korean subtitles for like the whole video. So I'm doing that. But also, I did film here, so I have some content here as well. And some, I would like to do some like ballet vlog or like off-ice vlog.
Would like be a cool. Bit of training vlog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always find it interesting when you see like the off-ice stuff you guys do, like the ballet.
Because you never see that on the competition.
It's like nice to know what you guys do to like make your skating much better, like, yeah, other than, like, all on ice stuff.
So. Yeah, 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 for sure. Without the off-ice stuff, I feel like the on ice wouldn't be strong. Yeah.
Okay, and for you, Ye, I know that we talked about you learning Korean,
yes,
and we're, like, struggling together. So how is your Korean learning going?
To be honest, the past month have been a bit rough for me because I've, well, it's kind of an excuse, but, like, I've been pretty busy with, like, training, school, and work as well. So I've been trying to juggle everything. So I have to be honest, the Korean had, like, took a bit of a backseat recently. But now that we're going off season, I plan to put a lot more time into it. I'm still seeing my online tutor to just keep, at least keep the pace going. But I think I'm gonna put a lot more time into it now.
And is there anything you learned recently, like a sentence, a word?
Well, right now I'm learning, he translated to marking particles. It's still a bit hard for me to understand, so I'm trying to apply it. But yeah, it's like the, like how to finish the sentences or when to use which word after like a noun or an adjective or negative or positive.
This kind of particles. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like science.
No,
particles.
No,
grammar point.
Said,
yeah,
marking particles. So I was like,
yeah.
No, I feel that. I also struggle with grammar. So like all the particles and stuff, I feel that struggle.
And the other part for me is still like, I feel like I'm for sure not practicing enough verbally. So for me, remembering the name of the words I'm learning is sometimes a struggle. But yeah.
Okay, and I know that like you also touched upon it on your vlogs. You like watch K-dramas and stuff to like really learn, like make your listening better and stuff. What do you guys like? Do you guys listen to any dramas, K-pop songs, anything that helps?
She suggested me to a song. I forgot the name though.
It was like I suggest like some like we're listening to some songs together, and he likes them and asks for the name. But I guess mainly we don't really watch K-dramas together. I would say like I'm watching more K-dramas and he's pretty busy.
Yeah.
But and as for K-pop, listening only to K-pop. I don't listen to English music anymore, and that's like a big turn for me because not recently, it hasn't been recent at all, but like maybe 4 or 5 years ago I didn't listen to K-pop, but now I'm like so hooked on it and like the whole world as well. So
it's a big world.
It's a big world and you get sucked into it.
Yeah, there's so many groups and everything.
You get addicted. It's really bad.
Yeah, that used to be me like a few years ago, so I feel it. Okay, so final few questions. So do you have any goals for next season?
Gain as much experience as possible, really. It's like next year, our goal would be really to learn as much as we can from our competitions and events and just training as well.
Yeah, I would say it's difficult for us right now to pinpoint an exact like result goal, like placement-wise or point-wise, but I would say going into our senior year is almost like going into our first year international as junior, which was mainly like I want to be memorable and like put on like a show and like a good performance that everyone can enjoy, and like it's a lot of first experiences and like taking in all these learning experiences.
Okay, and another question, a lot of fans want to know, like, they like throwing stuff on the ice, so they want to know, like, do you have any favorite animal, like mascot, characters, stuff like that? Anything in particular that you would like to see on the ice?
I like bears.
Bears.
I like bears. I find them like they all round and cute, so that's pretty nice. I know a lot of fans in Korea gave me like a lot of plushies. I haven't managed to bring everything back, so I was a bit sad about that because the luggage has a limit,
oh, yeah,
so I couldn't fit everything in, so I had to leave some at her uncle's place. But I really appreciate everything that they're giving us.
I actually stole yours.
Yeah, you stole one of mine.
Because I brought all mine. I was so determined to bring them all back. And I brought them all. And then I took some of his because I'm like, oh my god, so cute. I'm going to take it. Oh, this one's cute.
Oh my god, how did you manage to bring all of that?
I don't know. I was watching her doing her luggage. I was like, how are you fitting everything
in? I squished everything. And I also took like my mom's suitcase as well.
Oh.
And I put it there.
Yeah,
and
I only had my own suitcases.
Yeah, so.
You need like those vacuum sealed airtight.
Yeah.
Bags, yeah,
that's so true. I think we need to like bring those now because
I know a lot of like fans, they when they bring plushies into like rinks, they bring those and like vacuum seal everything.
Oh, that's so
it's all flat and you can fit as much stuff as possible.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
actually,
that's what you need to bring next
time.
Yeah,
because they bring it and I'm like, oh, it's so nice that they brought it, but
like I really want to bring it back home. Yeah,
yeah, but I'll for sure bring everything this time as well. I'll somehow fit it in. I'll like leave some clothes in Banff or something.
Believe in you. Okay, and last question is just, do you have any message for the fans?
Thank you for all the support. Really, it's been very inspiring and motivating for us to just keep reading your messages, your comments online, and even in person. Just the support you've been giving us is incredible, really.
Mm-hmm. It's like, for me, it's so shocking that like there's like we actually have fans that really yeah. enjoy our skating and are really like invested in what we do and like how we perform and stuff, and like they help us so much. So I'm so glad that they support us through like the difficult times as well. I remember like one performance didn't go so well, and then they were all messaging us after like, it's okay, you can do it for the free, yeah. like don't worry about like results or anything. And I'm like, I was like so touched. It's so cute that like they like think of us like that and not just like, yeah. like I don't know, I was thinking negative before, but yeah, it's
and
so nice.
It's also very nice to see like the, like I don't recognize all the fans, but sometimes I recognize some of them in the stands and I'm like, oh, she came.
Yeah,
so that's
she came
very
back again.
That's
again,
very like motivating
so,
for
yeah.
us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really motivating to have them actually.
Hmm. Okay, well then that is all. You guys did it, your first podcast.
Yay!
Success.
Okay.